Colleen James is the liberal candidate for the Kitchener Centre riding. James is a mother, a wife, and a small business owner. James currently holds a seat in regional council and is a lifelong resident of Kitchener. James says the housing crisis and healthcare crisis are the Liberals' top priorities for Kitchener Centre.
Main issue that Kitchener Centre is facing is we've got a housing crisis. We've got increased homelessness and persons who are unhoused. And, you know, we link that back to our overall healthcare system and the healthcare crisis that we are in right now.
James explains that the Liberals' plan to tackle these issues is to increase funding for healthcare and reducing taxes to make housing more affordable.
Number one, we need to invest in healthcare. We know that our healthcare system is underfunded. We don't have enough doctors. There are about 20,000 people in Kitchener alone that don't have a doctor. In terms of our housing, we need to make things affordable for people because housing is not attainable. And we know that, you know, the cost to get into a home is a challenge. We're going to remove actually land transfer tax, which is huge. Sometimes that can be thousands of dollars. And we're going to remove that for first time homeowners. We're going to remove that for seniors who want to downsize. We also know that the affordability ties into homelessness in our housing crisis. So we're going to remove the 8%, that is the provincial portion of the hydro and heating. We're going to remove that for everybody. And then for those whose salaries are $75,000 or less, we're going to make sure that you're taxed 22% less, because the taxes are what's getting us. And we know that we are an overtaxed society. And I know there was only one taxpayer. If you're taxed all the time, that's money that could be going to food, to paying hydro. So that affordability crisis, we want to address that through reducing taxes.
James shares how she sees the tariffs affecting Kitchener Centre.
We have about 1,600 small businesses, and I've spoken to a few small business owners. And by small, I mean, you know, maybe 25 people or less. And they're already worried about the cost of everything. The other thing, too, is, you know, we do a lot of trade with the U.S., and we need to focus on that whole supporting local. That really needs to be, you know, key right now. How are we supporting local? How are we ensuring that, you know, the money that is being made stays and is reinvested in this community? And for Kitchener, I know our small businesses, they help sustain the economy. For small businesses, reducing their taxes, cutting them in half. And I'm a small business owner as well. And every time I get that I have to pay taxes on X, Y, and Z, it cuts into your profit. And, you know, essentially that'll be about $18,000. That could be a part-time position. We know there's a labor shortage and there's people who want jobs part-time. It could mean increasing and you know, getting new equipment for your business. So the tariffs is a reality. I think that if we as a province were looking at interprovincial, you know, trading, that wouldn't be as worrisome as it is right now for a lot of businesses. We have infrastructure under the ground, things like, you know, our pipes, our water pipes, all of that. A lot of that infrastructure comes from the States. So that means if we're paying extra, if there's taxes on that, that means the cost of that is going up for municipalities. And that essentially, if we don't get support from the provincial or federal government for that infrastructure, it's going to fall on the local tax base. And I think that's something, it's also opportunities for businesses here to maybe think about, okay, how can we create this here? We have a smart community.
James also advocated for ODSP and more funding for education.
For lower income people on ODSP, they haven't had any sort of increase. So we're going to double that, which many are and have committed to, but we're going to make sure that it goes up by inflation as well, so that there is that additional. We also, for our education and our students, right now, there's only 30% invested in education, post-secondary. So we want to ensure that there is more investment going into post-secondary, but also their elementary schools as well. They're significantly underfunded, and we are committed to, there's a youth unemployment rate, 40,000 jobs we're going to create, because I hear it all the time, youth cannot find jobs. I have a 7-year-old, I worry about kind of what is going to be in store for her going forward. And like I said, we are about cutting taxes, saving people, and there's ways around it. And I guess the other thing too is, speaking about municipalities and costs for stuff, we need a new deal for them. We need a new deal because we shouldn't be having 9.4% tax increases.
This feature is part of a series with interviews with Kitchener Centre candidates. Mix 98.5 News reached out to the PC Party candidate and received no response. The Ontario New Blue Party was unavailable for an interview. For Mix 98.5 News in Kitchener with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Cora Cool.